Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wow, guys, I just realized this is the first podcast episode of the year 2020. We doing big things here. We making memories and whatnot. Milestones are being reached and all of that. Super excited. And I am even more excited to start off this new year with all of you. So let's get to it, shall we? Happy New Year, all of you. Happy freaking holidays, everyone. We are in the new year, 2020, bitches. Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome to the fun and maybe some weird. I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where you can experience the silly, random, creepy, and of course, the weird. So in short, we experience the world, but on a comical level. I likes to put my stank on it. Brought to you by my search engine and my weird interests. Last week, we talked about New Year's stories, crazy New Year's stories. Surprisingly enough, most of them start off with, I got so drunk type of stories, which I love drunk stories. Wait, am I hearing another podcast episode idea? Hilarious or insane drunk stories? Love it. Love a good drunk story. I have many of them. Maybe I'll share one of them with you one day when I can remember them. But if you haven't heard my New Year's episode yet, guess what? The link is below in the episode notes, or you can just subscribe and, binge me. I go down easy. That's what she said. Shut up, everybody. Be quiet. That sounded kind of weird. But if you're new to this podcast, buckle up, bitches, because it's about to get weird. This week, we are going to talk about some interesting stories that I came across this week online. And when I'm researching for this podcast, I run into some weird and silly shit. And I just want to share everything with you all at once. I'm like that kid who wants to show you the new thing they learned. Hope,
look at this. It does this. And then it does this. And then it does this. And then you do that. And then blah, 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 blah.
Child words. I gotta be honest, I'm hoping for some what the fuck moments. I really am. From you guys, I want you to look at whatever device that you're listening to me on and be like, what the fuck? Like, that's what I want. Those are the moments that I want to share with you. I love the internet so much. So guys, I have I have so many ideas for like future podcast episodes and YouTube videos. Like I've been brainstorming my tits off. You guys don't even know. It's so tough out there as a small creator. You know, my YouTube channel, my podcast. I'm on the bottom of the totem pole, so you know what I'm saying? Chasing the dream of success in the media or the entertainment world is hard as fuck. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm still chasing those dreams, and I'm going to catch them one of these days, especially if you guys share my content with everyone you can think of. But like, hey, excuse me, bus driver, have you heard of this podcast? Hey, excuse me, person who never wipes down the seat at the gym. Have you heard of this YouTube channel? Hey, excuse me, barista that never spells or gets my name correct. Have you heard of Professionally Silly? I feel like that's what needs to be done. So I finally got the gift that my mom sent me in the mail. And as I'm sure you guys know, holiday mail is hell. Oh, that rhymes. But everything is always late or just lost. It's just a pain in the ass. So my mom wanted me to get the package that she sent on or before Christmas. And of course, it showed up on Christmas Eve. But when I went to pick it up, the woman at the post office was like, "Hey, yeah, they haven't had a chance to sort out the mail yet. You're going to have to come back on Thursday," which is like the day after Christmas. I don't know why I gave her that voice. You know, so she told me to come back on Thursday, you know, which was, like I said, the day after Christmas. And I was like, "Oh, okay, thank you." But a piece of me wanted to be like, "Oh, well, just let me back there. I'll find it myself. Move. I got this." You know, of course, that's not what happened. So I go back on Thursday and decide to do a YouTube live video while I open it, because those unboxing videos are a lot of fucking fun. They really are, depending on who's doing them and what's inside of them. So, but oh, I'm gonna take a sip of this coffee. Hold on, y'all. Ooh. Mmm. Y'all, it's coffee mixed up with some hot cocoa. I think that's called a mocha. I don't know. Google it. So anyways, I love to do unboxing videos, especially when my mom sends me stuff, because she always sends me the most random, useful as shit. Useful as hell. Okay, I like to call my unboxing segments, "What's in my box?" You know, take that how you want. But it's when, you know, it's when I unbox things that my subscribers send, or my mom, and things that I purchased online, or random things, you know, that my mother sends me, or my friends, or whatever, you know. So if you guys want to watch the video, it's still on my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly, by the way, so don't miss out on that. So I'll tell you a few items that were in this heavy ass box. Okay. So there was like a shot glass in there, a sandwich bag full of packaged table sugar. I think it was stevia, if my memory serves me correctly. You know, the kind of packaged sugar that your grandma has in her purse. Yeah, she sent me that. Excuse me. Well, she also sent me random flavors of hot chocolate, like raspberry, white chocolate, hot chocolate, and a few others. Anyways, those will be fun. I'll try that episodes on my channel. I have a lot of segments. It's like a variety show. But yeah, the I'll try that is another one of my segments that I do on my channel. It's where I try different foods, drinks, activities, you know, things like that. So it's a lot of fun. Let's see. I've tried the super sour candies. So my mouth was completely puckered up. I did the Choco Challenge, which completely sucked. That shit had me in tears, literally. The Choco Challenge, for those of you who live under a rock in social media land, it is pretty much the spiciest chocolate bar you will ever experience. That's exactly what it is. It's very spicy. I think they use the Carolina Reaper pepper or whatever. Yeah, it's hot as fuck. But if you want to check that out, I've got the I'll Try That playlist on my YouTube channel, so you can always take a look at that. What else? Oh, I made a prison burrito, which is pretty much making a burrito out of the items that prisoners, can get out of the commissary. I mean, clearly they can't get like roast beef or chicken or whatever delicious ass proteins you have to put in your burrito. Did I say roast beef? Why would I say that? I've never had a roast beef burrito. What the fuck? Okay. So yeah, I did a prison burrito, and I even tried chocolate covered bugs. So I've put myself through a lot. You don't want to miss out on that. You really don't. So anyways, my mom sent me a lot of shit, and I'll put the links below in the episode notes. I have a blast on my channel. It is so much fun. So check me out on the Professionally Silly channel, and make sure you guys subscribe and support your girl. Also, if you're listening on this podcast on iTunes, hook a sister up with 5-star rating and review. You know what I'm saying? This podcast is dope as fuck, and I feel like y'all should tell people. This will actually help my podcast get out there and be heard by new listeners, which is dope as fuck. And so also, you know, subscribe and join in on the silly. You know what I'm saying? Tell everybody that you can possibly think of, like literally. So also, make sure you guys give me a call, excuse me, or give me a call in or text my Google Voice number as well. I want to hear your sexy voices. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Or you can tweet me on Twitter at True Smiles Jones. Hit me up about this or any episode that I've done. You know, I'm Shane. All that information is down below in the episode notes. If you hear a few random ads in this episode, take a listen. Okay, you might learn some shit. I'm trying to save lives up in this bitch. Okay, I'm sure you guys have like some fun New Year's stories to share. So email them to me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. My email is also in the episode notes below. Let's do a list. I really want to do some listener story episodes, like maybe like once a month or something. So prove to me that I have more than 7 listeners. Send in your stories. Send me your stories. I want to hear your ghost stories. I want to hear your confessions. I want to hear your embarrassing stories. I want to hear your stories. You know, I don't want to brag or anything, guys, but we have over 11,000 downloads, which doesn't sound like much, but that's amazing to me. Okay, because there was a time I had only like 50 downloads. So thank you guys so much for listening. And you know, hopefully we can add new members to the Smile Squad very soon, you know. Coffee. So my next goal is 15,000 downloads. Fingers hella crossed, okay? Also, in other news, we went up to about, 3% in listeners in France? So they surpassed the UK too, by the way. France is coming in hot, you guys, all right? And it's so fucking cool to have people listening from other countries. Like, I freaking love it. So far, our top state in the U.S. listening is California, which isn't surprising because that's where I currently reside. Ooh, reside. I'm fancy. Coming in second is Texas. Hey, Texas. I see you, boo things. I see you. Coming in third is a tie, actually. Michigan and Maryland. What up, Eminem? What's poppin'? And I'm not gonna list all 45 states listening, but Idaho is coming in dead last. Hey yo, what up, Idaho? What's poppin'? Why y'all letting these other states clown you? What's up? Idaho, get shit together, all right? I know y'all busy with potatoes. Put that shit on pause. Listen to my podcast. Idaho's like, and that's why we don't listen to you. Yeah, I'm starting a whole new world war over a podcast, but you know, whatever. I'm kidding, guys. But whichever state or country listens most is my favorite that month. So there you go. So shout out to France and California. I won't use Cali since I live here, but it just doesn't seem fair. So shout out to France and Texas. I see you, boo things, over there. Okay. Okay. Eyes on me like I'm a fresh meal. Oh, I see y'all. Hot fresh meal. Okay. So I'm over me. If you're still listening, I swear to God, we're getting to the crazy stories. promise. So I've got some info for you guys that are interested in starting your own podcast for free. You're going to want to listen up to this. This is really awesome. come join the podcasting community and share your voice with me. You feel me? As a matter of fact, if you download the Anchor app, you are able to create and record a podcast with anyone who has the Anchor app, no matter where you are. You just need your phone, the app downloaded, bing, bam, boom. Hell, we can do a podcast together. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, check that shit out. And send in your ghost stories, any true crime stories, aliens, confessions, embarrassing moments, or whatever, because I want to start doing listener stories. That would be so fucking awesome. I want to do that so bad. I know you guys have like some dope ass shit that you want to share, and you can be anonymous. That's cool. I can keep a secret. You know, just let me know in your email if you want me to say your name or not. Hit me up at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. Okay, so let's jump into these crazy ass internet stories together. I gotta say, it's amazing to me the shit that people willingly post online to share with random people. It's just, the internet is a beautiful thing. So I was surfing the web like one does. Is that what all the cool kids say, surfing the web? No? Okay. Anyways, I was surfing the interweb, and I came across a story on coolinterestingstuff.com. This is where there was a man who found $26,000 in a safe that he purchased on eBay. Can you imagine? Oh, my God, I get excited when I find my own money in my jeans pocket when I'm doing my laundry. And that's usually just a couple of dollars, but shit, you know, $26,000 finding that. Holy shit. That must have felt like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, birthdays, just all the holidays together. So anyways, this dude from Bartlett, California, brought a safe from this guy named James for $122.93. And when the safe arrived, he opens it and he finds $26,000 that was hidden inside. Of course, you know, James, the guy who sold the safe, he was pissed and shocked because he figured it was just another old item that he could sell, make some money, you know, flip it. And he never had the combination, and he said he even shook it to see if anything was inside, and he said he didn't feel anything. So, you know, dude, first of all, always open the safe. I've never bought shit off eBay before, but I do know that before you sell anything that you buy off of there, open that shit first. Professionally silly life rules. You get something from a garage sale or eBay or Craigslist or what have you, and it opens, open that shit up, you know? So James says, and I quote, "I made a mistake. You know, that's what it boils down to, and it cost me dearly." What a true ass quote. You made a huge mistake. And he said this to WMCTV.com. All right, so the dude who bought the safe took it to a welder so he could get it opened. And get this, after he discovered what was inside the safe, he decides to leave a review on eBay telling James what happened and what he found. Now, granted, he left a positive review, but of course, James was not as excited as he was. So James told interviewers that he felt like the stupidest idiot in the world. And I gotta be honest with you guys, I fucking agree with him on that one. I do. Later on, emails between the two men began, and James asked for a cut of the money, and of course, the buyer declined. And he cited James's own selling policy against him, which states, "What you see is what you get. No returns and no money back." I mean, it did say that, you know. He's like, well, just in case they get it and they realize they don't like it, no returns, bitch. And you know what, the same goes and the same goes and vice versa, apparently. So Of course, James, the seller, does not agree with that. And he says that that's a lot of money. And if he were in the situation and he found that money, he claims that he would share half of it. Which, you know, I call bullshit on that one, partner. Bullshit. You know, I got to be honest with you. Okay. I would not have shared the fact that I found the money at all. Okay. That way, nobody feels bad. I will leave a positive review. Hey, man, thanks for the safe. It's awesome. It's a nice little vintage piece, you know, to go with my shop, or I'll make up a lie, some shit. Love it. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, by the way, found $26,000 in it. You're the best eBayer ever. I would never say that because, you know, what you don't know won't hurt you. But also, I'm a YouTuber and a podcaster, so I would definitely tell you guys, you know, whether or not it got back to him isn't on me. Okay, but if I were stupid enough to leave a review saying that I found the money, I would not give half of what I found. I mean, all right, we're talking about $26,000. I might break him off a grand. Like, I might give him 1,000, which I honestly don't even have to. So it's like, leave it or take it, bro. You know, and I've seen YouTuber, like YouTube videos where people will go to like abandoned places. And if they find anything of value, they keep it, you know, so they can sell it or whatever. And there were a few videos where people found vending machines and then they opened it up and, you know, all the coins and cash was still inside of it, which is crazy. And I remember this one guy, I don't remember the channel it was, 'cause I've seen so many videos like it, but I do remember one guy ended up with like about $300 that was left inside like an old Pepsi vending machine or something. And there are videos where people do something called magnet fishing. Like, you get a magnet and you tie it at the end of a rope and you throw it into a body of water, river, creek, lake, whatever. And anything that's metal, depending on how strong your magnet is, will become attached to the magnet and you'll be able to pull it up with the rope. Now, some people have found guns that are connected to crimes, safes, some with money and other valuables inside of them, scrap metals, because that's worth money as well when you sell them, and lots of other weird stuff. So it's really interesting. One guy, he was scuba diving on his channel. I think it was called Jigging with Jordan. I'm almost positive that's the channel that it was. But he found a GoPro camera and an iPhone 11, and both of them were still working. Now, these were separate videos, but I just never forgot that. And he managed to find the owners of the GoPro and the iPhone. He found the owners and he returned the items back to them, which is also kind of cool, you know, and super honest, because I'd be like, how am I supposed to find out who these belong to? I'm just going to sell it because I'm an asshole. But I'm also poor, living in Los Angeles. I got to pay bills. You know, I got a cat to feed, okay? She's domesticated. She can't hunt for food. Found a mouse in my apartment a few years ago. That bitch petted it. So she's not good for that. Anywho, he got a good dose of karma right there, guys. But finders keepers, bitches. Sorry. Yeah, so that's lovely. So get it. Oh my God, I cannot believe I didn't even start off the podcast with this. So yesterday, many of you may or may not know this, but I do property management as my day job. And, you know, I just collect rent, fix stuff, that kind of thing. Well, I don't fix stuff. I supervise the technicians who know how to do those jobs and make sure they fix them. Yay. Anywho, I get paid like minimum wage. Anywho, so I was checking out the security cameras yesterday morning because we were about to get two of them replaced. And so I knew the guy was coming that morning so that he could take a look at the cameras that need to be replaced or repaired or what have you. So I turned on the camera to see if those same cameras were giving me the same problems, which they were. But when I turned on the camera for like half a second, I saw a guy, slender build, white guy, dressed in all black. And it was kind of like I saw him when I turned on the camera, but then I turned my head because my cat did something. I don't know. She distracted me. So then I turned my head back to look at the camera to see who it was. And that person was no longer, you know, on camera. So I was like, what the fuck? So legit, you know, in my mind, because I'm so intelligent, my brain thinks, oh shit, it's Slender Man. first thought, oh shit, it's Slenderman. You know, once again, I do have a college degree. So I decide, okay, there's no way that's what that is. You know, Slenderman's not fucking real. You know what I mean? So I decide to just go ahead and I put on my shoes because I hadn't even been gotten completely ready for work yet. I put on my shoes and I go downstairs. My heart is pounding at my chest because this is outside in the back of the building. You know what I mean? So I go down there. And part of me knows that it's not fucking Slenderman, but then another part of me goes, oh, what if it fucking is? Or what if it's a ghost or something like that? Because you guys know, I totally believe in like paranormal, completely, full-heartedly. So as soon as I open up the door to the back area, the door swings open and there is this man staring directly at me. And I flip out. I don't know if you got what you guys do when you're afraid, but when I'm scared and I'm shocked while I'm in fear, I tend to scream and then I run in place. It's so weird. It's like I'm trying to get away, but my body doesn't know. You know what? You should probably move forward or back something, you know. But then I realized it was actually one of my tenants and he was just having a cigarette smoke before, like, I think he had a job interview or something. So he was dressed in all black and he was looking nice for, you know, for his job interview. But it just scared the shit out of me because I wasn't expecting that, because I looked at the camera at the screen, somebody was there for like half a second. I looked back and then there's no one there again. And he has a slender build. He is a bit pale. You know what I mean? It is wintertime. So, but we're in LA. There's enough sun. I don't know what his problem is. But anyways, he is a bit of a pale dude. Nice man, by the way. But he's wearing all black. And on a camera, you can't really make out facial features. I just saw a white head and all black. And so naturally, Slender Man. So yeah, had to share that story with you guys because I'm an idiot. Shit. Okay, so yeah, enough about me and my idiocy. Slenderman. So who remembers the movie Superbad? It's like one of my favorite movies. It starred, Seth Rogen, Michael Cera, and Jonah Hill. So, anyways, if you haven't seen the movie, I don't know why. Fix that. Repair that problem immediately. Anyway, there's a scene in the movie where one of the main characters of the movie gets a fake Hawaii ID that says his name is McLovin. And guess what? I found a guy on thesmokinggun.com who did the same exact thing. I mean, the exact same thing happened. Check this out. Okay, so Daniel Burleson, I think that's how you say his name. He's a 20-year-old kid that was arrested in October during a bar check. Now, don't quote me, but I believe this, like, a bar check is when a bar is submitted to, like, a surprise ID check of, like, the patrons in the bar to be sure that everyone is of legal age to drink. I think that's what that is. Anyways, they came across 20-year-old Danny, who was also a business major at the University of Iowa. I don't know, for some reason, they give me that information. Anywho, I made a note of it. But Dan had, I keep changing his name. Daniel, Danny, Dan. Anyways, Dan had bloodshot eyes and reeked of alcohol. And homeboy couldn't form a sentence, just slurring words all over the place, just blah, 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 blah. You know, we've been there. All of us have been there at least once or twice. So, they took him out of the bar and he was arrested for public intoxication. But wait, there's more. He was also charged for possession of alcohol and being a minor inside of a bar. So there's that. But wait, there's more. Again. Why am I doing that? He got yet another charge because he was sporting a fake Hawaii ID that said his name was, can you guess? Can you guess? The name of the ID said McLovin. Legit. This bitch, he bought the actual Superbad ID off Amazon. I cannot. I'm he was like, Amazon got fake IDs right there. Let's do it. Fuck it. You know, I don't know. I don't know what dumbass bartender or door guy fell for that shit, but if it's usually, you gotta give your ID at the door, usually. So there was a bouncer who was like, yeah, this works. Clearly, that guy never saw Superbad. But get this, Seth Rogen, one of the co-writers of Superbad, actually tweeted after hearing about this, and he tweeted, Mark, he said, my work here is done. That was what he tweeted. So Danny Boy pleaded guilty to the possession of the alcohol. They fined him $265 and dropped the charges, dealing with the fake ID and the public intoxication charges. So y'all should see his thank God I'm a white man smile in his mugshot. This motherfucker already knows he's gonna get off easy. Like, he's aware. I'm sure, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure he'll get that shit expunged from his record as soon as he can. So, it's annoying. Police would have shot my black ass if this was me. Well, maybe not. I'm just being an asshole. But I'm sure as fuck wouldn't have got letting off that damn easy. Y'all should see his photo. It just screams, I ain't worried. My rich daddy will handle this. Shit. I'm such an asshole. But I was smart when I was underage drinking. Okay? I never got caught. I don't even know where to start with this next one, guys. Like, I managed to come across an embarrassing sex story, and also kind of weird, super weird. So this guy decided to share on Reddit when he was in college. He really enjoyed his roommate situation because he shared a bathroom with one other guy, and they each had their own room, which is pretty fucking awesome. And I also got lucky in my college dormitory assignments. I got so lucky, just like his pretty much. But because of this, he realized that he could have sex as loud as he wanted because he had his own room and wasn't sharing with anyone. So that made things a little bit easier. He said that one day he took advantage of this while he and his girlfriend were doing it, right? They were getting it, you know. Long story short, she was on top and he was spanking her ass while they were getting it in, you know what I'm saying? And so while she was riding and he was spanking, he lost the rhythm and ended up smacking himself in his own balls, like super fucking hard, which I think is funny as fuck. But I'm sure my male listeners are like, what? You know, I don't have balls, you know, but I'm told it's pretty painful when they're disturbed. So he immediately falls over to the floor off the bed and says that he is blinded by the sudden pain. So his girlfriend had no idea what she was supposed to do and tried to get like a washcloth, run into some cold water, you know, maybe keep the area cool, you know, I don't know. So she was thinking that would help. So she runs over to the bathroom, probably completely naked at this point. I'm not sure if she decided, like, let me put some clothes on before I help him. I don't really know. But in the moment she opens the door, she finds her boyfriend's roommate with his pants down around his ankles with his dick in his hand. So clearly the roommate was listening to them have sex and choking on his own chicken, you know, playing the skin flute. You know what I'm saying? Utilizing his joystick. I don't know why I'm the way that I am. I honestly don't, y'all. I'm weird. So after the bathroom door is, has been opened, the girlfriend and her boyfriend's roommate, they just kind of stand there in silence, just kind of shocked, just staring at each other kind of awkwardly. And I can imagine how deafening that silence was at that moment. And it probably felt like it lasted for hours. It was so awkward, you know, like, so anyways, eventually, the girlfriend shakes herself out of the shock and slams the door closed. Long story short, this dude hit himself in the nuts while he was smashing his girlfriend and then caught his roommate masturbating to the whole thing. So, I mean, oh, at least he got laid. Just be more careful with your balls, I guess. I don't know. So, okay, I found a response to this Reddit post. It's so funny. So this guy, he responds to this story. And he says, I feel like I actually wouldn't have been weirded out at all if I caught my roommate whacking it to me, boning my woman. I mean, that's sort of like complimenting the cook, right? I don't know if that's how he sounded, but I just thought I'd throw that on there. So that was what he had to say. I mean, I guess it's like complimenting the cook. It depends on what you're into, I guess. I don't know. But there was also another guy who said the same exact thing happened to him. Well, he slapped himself in the balls while having sex with his girlfriend, but no one was, you know, watching them do it and masturbating to them, as far as he knows. So guys, I don't know. Is that a thing? How often do you guys slap yourselves in the balls? I don't know. I mean, I've accidentally hit my boobs a couple of times, but not nearly as much as you guys tend to hit yourself in the balls or sit on them or whatever. I don't know. It just seems like a dangerous body part to have. I'm just saying. So this next one is a tweet from Twitter. Oh, I love Twitter so much. Follow me on Twitter at True Smiles Jones. Look me up. Yes, bitch. Okay. So anyways, I use Twitter for like the news. I love reading the drama between tweeters. Ooh, that's a fun little tongue twister. Between tweeters on Twitter. Ooh, try that. Between tweeters on Twitter. Yeah, that's a good one. Anywho, at It's Andy Ryan tweets, I was in a park and a lady loudly called out, "Anyone who wants ice cream, come over here." So I headed over there with several others. She handed out ices to them all and then asked me, "Who are you?" I realized the rest of them were all her family. 30 years later, I still cringe. What the fuck? First of all, I would have done the same exact thing. She was giving out free ice cream, okay? Ice cream is life, and I really feel like just ice cream itself, not a certain brand, but ice cream itself should sponsor me, okay? Sponsor this podcast. And, you know, there were other people going over there too. So, you know, to be honest with you guys, I don't know how I was not kidnapped as a child. All they had to do was say free ice cream, and I would have been like, me gone. Shit. can you imagine that, walking over there all happy because you're about to get some free cream of ice, only to find out that she wasn't fucking talking to you? Oh, that's hilarious. That was a weird sound. It was like I was going to snort, but then my nose was like, no, don't do that. So it came out like a weird inhale. All right, you know what, let's just get to the next story. Oh man, okay, so that that was funny as fuck. So I came across boardpanda.com. I think I heard about it on maybe And That's Why We Drink, a true crime podcast, or maybe it was I Said Goddamn. I cannot remember which one. It could have been My Favorite Murder. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Anywho, I came across the boardpanda.com from one of those podcasts, which is just the most awesome name, by the way, Bored Panda, dope. So they were talking about the late night talk show host Jimmy Fallon starting the hashtag I Got Caught. So I read through a few of them, and I'm telling you, there were like 150 of those bad boys. So I just had to share a few of my favorite ones that I found here. So at Miss Schultz says, after a shower, I stood naked for a sec by the window watching a cat. Just then, the Google Maps camera car drove down my street. Hashtag, I got caught. What the fuck? Why are you staring at animals naked? That's still weird. See, that's just hilarious. And also, you know, super bad timing. I've seen YouTube videos of like weird pictures taken by Google Maps or Apple Maps. And I'll admit, whenever I see one of those cars with the cameras on them, I'm in the street, like I'll stop and do something like super random, you know, because I'm an idiot. Cause I'm stupid. So the next tweet is coming from, at My Odd Kids. And she shares, I watched my hot neighbor doing yard work and said, I like some of that. When he looked at me, I realized the window was open. Hashtag, I got caught. Okay. I don't know about you guys, but I want to hear the rest of that story. I mean, did he look at her? Was he like, come over here and get some? Like, what? I don't know. It just seems like an incomplete tweet. Like, ooh, that's another fun tongue twister. Incomplete tweet. Look at me, y'all, doing shit. But that's hilarious. I mean, I've definitely said some things about attractive people where I knew they couldn't hear me. Like, yeah, I'd hit that. Like, you know, everybody does it. Like, you know, but it's, that must have been super embarrassing that he fucking heard that. All right, so our next tweet is coming from Leonardo_Grossi. And he said, at Jimmy Fallon, he actually tagged him. He says, I went to a sex shop with my wife for the first time. The store assistant greeted me with, nice to see you again. Hashtag, I got caught. Oh, Leo, tisk, tisk. Why would you take her to your sex shop? Man, they know you in there, man. That place is like your Cheers, where everybody knows your name. Dooba dooba doop boop boop. I used to love that fucking show, Cheers. But I would have never told my wife or taken her ass to a shop I've never told her that I've been to. No. Trying to educate you fools. If you're going to lie, you got to lie good. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Get out some pen and paper. I want y'all to write this down. Okay. Write it down. I'll wait. Give you a couple of seconds. My whole music is horrible. Listen, write this down. Don't do stupid shit. And make sure you write it in all caps. That's how you survive this world. Next tweet, motherfucker. All right, so what is wrong with me? At Mick Sweeney Pam, Pam shares here. In high school, I had a party when my parents were away, and I left a garbage bag filled with empty beer cans in the garbage. Hashtag, I got caught. Come on, man. Everyone knows when you put the evidence. Okay, the evidence trash in the bins of several garbage bins in the neighborhood. Okay, if there is a business nearby, that's a plus, like a fast food place. Bonus, a bar, dump your evidence in their dumpster. Pam, okay, she and I would not have been friends at all. She doesn't know how to lie. And I'm not saying I'm the best liar, but I think I would have been a little bit smarter than her and to throw away all the empty beer cans and our own outside garbage container outside my house. Like, that just seems dumb. I cannot be the only one who fucking, you know what? I'm gonna take a little break. Pam has upset me. So that was a fun literal break. all right. So our next one we got from the, I got from boardpanda.com. They have blessed us with yet another good story. So we got a guy who found a note on his car when he got off work, and he had lost his hubcap on his recent move across the city, and he found this note. And the note reads, and I gotta be honest with you, my favorite part of this note is the fucking greeting. Yo, dog. Legit. Yo, dog. D-A-W-G. Dog. I'm feeling like this might be the South. I don't know. All right, so the letter reads, yo, dog, I noticed your car only had 3 hubcaps. My car at one time also only had 3 hubcaps. I couldn't find the same ones, so I bought a different set. But for some reason, I saved the old ones. You happen to have the same ones. I feel like the shitty version of the rap guy who pimps rides. Enjoy the sweet hubcap, player. Signed, the world's most random good Samaritan. I don't know why I decided to read it like that. It just sounded like that's how he would sound. But I love that greeting. Yo, dog. That's my favorite. I want a letter that starts like that. I really do. Somebody send me a review that starts out with, "Yo, dog, your podcast is bomb as fuck. That's why I gave you 5 stars. I used to have 5 stars also." Also, it was super awesome of him to give away, you know, one of his hubcaps. So, yay. See, there are still some nice people in this world. I mean, yes, we have no idea who this Good Samaritan is, and he knows exactly what old dude drives, what he looks like, and probably where he lives. But, you know, I'm just saying, y'all, yeah, that's the true crime addict in me, okay? Everybody's a serial killer until they're proven not to be, in my eyes, all right? But, yeah, I'm sure he's fine. That's funny, though. I love it. Oh, my goodness. I swear, Bored Panda is now, like, my new favorite site. All right, guys, so imagine throwing a house party. Everyone is enjoying themselves, and at the end of the night, you know, when you're locking up, you realize, where's my doorknob? My doorknob's missing. I don't get it. What the entire fuck? that would be the thoughts I'd have if I noticed my doorknob was missing from my door. Oh, what in the Encyclopedia Brown is going on? You know, so anyways, this guy, he threw a party one weekend and realized afterward that his doorknob was stolen. Later that week, it reappears, but with a note. And the note says, "Dear 812 residents, I regret to inform you that I took your doorknob. I was tripping balls and thought it was a muffin." What the fuck? I mean, muffins are tasty, especially when, like, you know, when they grow from a fresh door in an apartment building. Best kind of muffin there is. I want to know, what the fuck had him tripping balls? I want to know so I can stay away from that drug. This motherfucker said, "Yo, that muffin looks real good. Let me remove this doorknob." And first of all, did he have tools? You can't just remove a doorknob. Like, you have to, it's not that fucking easy. I just want to know how he was able to do this. And nobody at this party saw this motherfucker taking the doorknob off. Nobody? Okay. All right, we'll go with that. Jesus. I don't know, guys. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's post everything you possibly can about your personal business online so that I can find them and share them here on my podcast. That'd be great. Do that. Also, if you hear someone randomly scream free ice cream, double check what's going on first. You know, read the room, see what's going on. You'll either embarrass yourself or get abducted. Okay, and let's face it, anyone listening to this podcast, chances are you're too old to be kidnapped. You're going to be abducted now. Anywho, professionally silly life rules. So if you guys are digging this podcast, which, let's be honest, if you made it this far in the episode, you did. So give me 5 stars on iTunes. Like, I want them right now. I feel like I've earned them, definitely. But yeah, rate and review this podcast, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It actually helps this podcast by making us easier to be found on iTunes. So I keep saying us, it's just me. I'm the only one doing all this work. But the more positive ratings and reviews that I get, the more accessible Professionally Silly becomes. You know, so if I'm lucky, I may even become suggested on the iTunes homepage. That will be fucking dope. I mean, it'll take some time, obviously. I've only got about 11,000 downloads. I'm gonna need a lot more than that to make the iTunes page, but that'd be really fire. After all, it's, you know, it's just me here. You know, no one to bounce jokes or ideas off of. I won't lie, I do sometimes wonder how I'm doing because it is just me. So I hope that you guys are enjoying this podcast, you know. Oh, and this week, I am lucky enough to share another review from iTunes. Now, I'm going to really fuck up this name. I already know it. Pirigrinefalk. We're going to go with that. I know I butchered it, and I am so sorry. I tried so hard. I tried to sign it out. Like, I did it. Like, I learned. I took Hooked on Phonics, and I remember they sounded out, but this is hard to say. But thank you so much for leaving a review. The subject line of this review reads, "So much fun. Already a pretty good start," I gotta say. That's like the title of the subject line, like so much fun. Okay, so they go on to say, "This podcast is a blast, from the super fun host to the interesting topics to the great sound quality. Never a dull moment. 10 out of 10 must listen." And then they signed it in parentheses, DMB. So DMB, what's that? Well, you guys heard that, right? We got 5 stars. And 10 out of 10, all in one review. That's math mommy likes. I don't want to toot my own horn, but beep, beep, bitches. It just makes me feel so good to get reviews from you guys. You have no idea. It really does, especially the good ones. But if you got a critique, you can go ahead and make it. I'll probably ignore it, but you can go ahead and send that in. Wait a minute. DMB. Oh, wait, I think that's the Dumb and Busted podcast. Oh, what? Yes, bitch. That's so awesome of them to leave a review. Because, you know, we do a lot of work, like editing and researching and filming and recording and all that stuff. So it takes a lot of work. So the fact that they took some time to leave me a review is awesome. I hope I left them a review. If I didn't, I definitely owe them one because I love their podcast. I mean, I advertise their podcast here on my platform, so obviously I like them, but I should definitely leave them a review. I have a lot of reviews to leave. I'm going to do that as soon as I end this podcast episode because, yeah, I should practice what the fuck I preach. You know it. But yeah, I got to tell you, the podcasting community is so fucking supportive and so awesome. If you haven't heard of the Dumb and Busted podcast before now, then you're definitely new to this podcast because I've spoken about them a few times and I've shared their promo with you. They are too much fun. So check out the Dumb and Busted, you know what I'm saying? Check them out. And also shout out to them for the love. I appreciate the love, you know? Also, before we end this podcast, be sure to stick around for 2 promo trailers of my favorite true crime podcast. I said, God damn, and Dumb and Busted. I also want to shout out the OD podcast, another dope ass solo podcaster like myself. So yeah, check out the links in the episode notes and of my podcast. And lots of bonus information there for you guys. I got social media information. I got some TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and whatnot. What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? Oh, I got a YouTube channel. I told you guys about that earlier. Make sure you check Professionally Silly. That's what it's called. So it shouldn't be too hard to find. Same as my podcast. I have so much fun on there. So follow, subscribe, fam me, whatever you want to call it. My podcast is dope. My YouTube channel is dope. Let's be dope together.
Amber Smiles Jones. Hi, it's Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul. I hope you are doing really great. I hope you had a great last couple of weeks. Happy belated New Year. And I'm wishing you a fantastic 2020. I love watching your tweets go by. By the way, you make me laugh. You are so silly. I'll talk to you soon. It's Maria, by the way. Strong body, strong soul. You have both of them. I'm just here to remind you in sometimes funny ways.
Shout out to Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul. I love her podcast. She has such a lovely voice. I love it. I love it. It's so soothing. But yes, happy new year to you as well. 2020 is, I'm going to make 2020 my bitch. So that's my plan. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out Strong Body, Strong Soul as well. Another dope ass podcast, mother suckers. So I want to thank you guys so much for reviewing this podcast and showing your support. It means the world to me. So make sure you guys reach out, whether it's via Twitter or an iTunes review, my Google Voice or what have you. As you see, Maria enjoys my tweets and you will too. So follow me at True Smiles Jones, TRUSMILES, then my last name Jones. So there you go. But you know, yeah, I love hearing from you guys because it inspires me to keep at it, you know, and lets me know that you guys are not only listening, but you're enjoying what the fuck you're listening to. So shout out to you guys, the listeners. Pat yourselves on the back right now, this instant, you know, because I could not be where I am without you, and I could not be headed where I'm headed without you. So, you know, it's all full circle. It's a circle of life, mother suckers. You feel me? Oh. Also, dudes, gals, or whatever you identify as, if you are into paranormal shit, ghostesses, spirits, whatever you want to call them, make sure you check out my new YouTube series called Paranormal Blacktivity on my YouTube channel. So there aren't a lot of black people who are doing, you know, paranormal investigations out there. At least not many that I know of, honestly, because black people don't, you know, we don't fuck with spirits. Usually I'm just one of the weird ones. But so far I've got five episodes up for the Paranormal Blacktivity series. And I went to Pasadena Bridge, which is also known, which is actually called Colorado Street Bridge, but more well known as Suicide Bridge. And I went there with two of my friends who were also YouTubers, Ari Fitz and Jade Fox. And they also happen to be black and do not fuck with spirits. So their reactions in that video and those videos were like, you know, it's priceless as fuck. Then I made another video when I went back for the 3 a.m. challenge with my friend Angela Maria, another YouTuber. And that video was wild as fuck. And, you know, and this past Sunday, I just released another paranormal investigation video where I went to the Roosevelt Hotel. It's a hotel that was built in the 1920s and a lot of ghostly experiences since then. So even the Marilyn Monroe sightings have occurred there, which makes sense because she lived there for 2 years at one point. And I am almost certain that she communicated with us that night. So yeah, make sure you subscribe to my channel, Professionally Silly, and subscribe to the podcast as well, because, you know, shit happens and you don't want to fucking miss it, like legit. And I've been thinking about doing some paranormal, paranormal podcasts here. I just haven't figured out exactly how to do it and what I would do and all that stuff. Right now, the ghost stories are pretty good, but actually taking you on a paranormal investigation, that could be fun. But, you know, worst case scenario, you've always got my paranormal black activity and you get to see what's going on, which is pretty cool too. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends, tell your family about this podcast. Tell that weird dude who makes eye contact with you even when you're not talking to him. You know, tell that weird chick who keeps asking you, what's up? Even though, you know, you don't really know her. Just tell that old man that's walking down the street with his cane, who obviously doesn't really need it because he always runs after the bus. Just tell these people about Professionally Silly because we're out there. These are weird things to say. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. If you're already caught up with the Professionally Silly podcast, here are a few promos from other amazing podcasts to, tide you over till our next episode. They are amazing and I listen to them myself. I love them. All right. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step. There are pieces of shit everywhere.
Hey, gamer. My trusted companion, confidant, slash spirit animal. I don't know if I can convey to the audience how great this podcast is within 60 seconds. Wait, what? I mean, yeah, it's called the OD Podcast because all the information and things you may learn here may cause you overdose. What? I mean, yeah, if you come here with an open mind, heart, perspective, you'll leave with everything plus some laughter. Yeah. What? What'd you say? I mean, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun, around the sun, and in the cosmos. Yeah, that's true. Huh? What? And yeah, it's a perfect place to work on your verbal roundhouses. Damn it, I chose wisely. You heard him here, folks. All right? Here at the OD Podcast, where doses may vary, you get everything you need to become a better person and less of a jerk. All right? Come join us. We promise you'll learn and leave with something amazing. We love you. Come stay with us.
Dumb and Busted has been called, quote, one of America's greatest treasures by 3 out of 3 hosts of the show.
Dumb and Busted is a weekly true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. Comedian Hunter Donaldson has hailed it as the greatest thing to come out of Portland since comedian Hunter Donaldson, who is me, also hosts the show.
Podcasters Allison Copeland and Hannah Ether praise Dumb and Busted as, quote, found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just more rave reviews from two other people who host the show.
Catch us every Thursday and follow us at Dumb and Busted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Crime you later!
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGDPodcast or visit our website, ISGDPodcast.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.